The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I hope you had a really nice 4th of July. Lots of good food, lots of good conversation, and all good with the fireworks, no problems. And I just want to let everybody know that this show is brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And just before the 4th of July, that's Saturday, July 1st, we had the most fabulous summer health fair event. We had all kinds of people offering taste samples, supplement samples, protein drink samples, all kinds of good stuff going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as always, lots going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We have lots of people there who are going to be able to give you high quality information and help you to resolve your health issues. Well, today I am joined by a very special guest. And as I said, always good stuff going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Very soon, my very special guest will be spending some time at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I would like to introduce you all to Chris Allison. And Chris Allison is very well known here in South Florida for the work that he does with regard to live blood cell analysis. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. So good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Janet. Yeah, it was very generous of you to say it. Thank you very much.
Well, I know that lots and lots of people have been asking for information about when your services are going to be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So fantastic that the ball has started to roll now. And I think that there are probably a lot of people out there who might not necessarily be familiar with live blood cell analysis. But before we get to that discussion, tell our listeners a little bit about your training and your background and how long you've been doing the practice that you have been doing.
Sure. Well, it actually started a long, long time ago. I was about 19 years old and took a seminar that introduced me to the idea that our minds, our emotions, our relationship with our family, our siblings, the people that we grew up with, all affect the way we think about our life, and how we think about our life affects our biochemistry. So as a 19-year-old, I thought that was pretty interesting and started to look into, okay, well, what else is involved with that? If that's mind-body connection is involved, what else is involved? And started looking at foods and nutrition and started talking with people about it. And back then I was a contractor. And then at some point I realized that I was spending more time talking with people about health and nutrition than I was about my contracting. So I decided it was time to change, decided, you know, what would I do? Become a doctor, become a nurse, an EMT, chiropractor. And I took a look at acupuncture. And with the acupuncture, they're all about mind-body connection and holistic looking at our bodies, and decided that's what I would do. So while I was in acupuncture school, I was introduced to live blood cell analysis. I thought that was really cool, one way to look into the body in a different way that I'd never seen before. And after I got out of acupuncture school, I decided to take some classes, went to Ohio and Nevada, spent some time out there with some doctors to learn what is this all about. And then I realized that, well, as you look around, there's more to it than mind-body connection. There's biochemistry, there's genes. And, you know, Janet, you do lots of blood work with people, standard blood labs, and so do I. And all those standard blood labs ranges are so far off, and there are optimal ranges. So then I started looking at, okay, well, if we're needing to have optimal blood ranges with our standard blood labs, how does that correlate with what I'm seeing in the blood? And then started my look into functional medicine. So my training really is that I'm a doctor of oriental medicine and do live blood cell analysis and functional Western medicine.
So I know that you have been opening doors for so many of the South Florida residents who have taken advantage of your education, your expertise, and I think that live blood cell analysis can be, in certain circles, very controversial. So tell our listeners a little bit of the history of live blood cell analysis. How has it been, let's say, codified, so to speak? You learn about the analysis of the blood cells.
It actually starts in medical school. I mean, virtually everybody that goes on to become a doctor learns some aspect of live blood cell analysis. They just don't teach it that way. They're looking at the size of the red blood cells, the condition of the red blood cells, what's going on in the plasma. And, you know, they spend a short amount of time looking at the blood and correlating that to disease and illness. And then, you know, the typical Western doctor goes on to, okay, well, forget that. If they have symptoms, these are the medications that you got to look at. And so live blood cell analysis it's actually a Western thing too, because they teach it in med school. It's just that they move on. Now, from what I do, I've got 15,000 or so people that I've had the pleasure and opportunity to see. And that is a lot of people to have sit in front of you and look at their blood, look at their blood labs, talk to them about their symptoms, their wellnesses and their illnesses, and see how that correlates to what's happening in blood. So, and as you might imagine, as we are all living our lives, we have all these different influences. You know, the genes that our parents gave us, the foods that we eat, the emotions or the learned emotional tendencies that we have, how we think about ourselves, how we think about others, different inflammatory patterns, the kinds of toxic exposures we've been exposed to, all that plus more goes into our personal life experience. And you might have heard, I'm sure you've probably heard, that life starts in the blood. And all of these personal life experiences go together to create an environment on the inside that will allow either vitality, and energy, well-being, balance, peace, or, you know, the other end of the scale is chaos. And when we start having systems that aren't integrated well together, systems that don't communicate well together, toxins that are starting to show up, digestion that isn't really working well, influences from food, parasites, yeast, gut issues, all of those that affect our emotional and physical world also show up in the blood. So I'm able to look at the blood and say, okay, well, these are the things that I'm seeing. These are the kinds of damaged red blood cells. This is what's going on in the plasma, and correlate that to what's happening in their life.
It's amazing what you're able to see. And it's amazing to me that this is a controversial discussion, because who you're talking about, students in medical school, They are certainly taught to analyze blood, but you're, as you said, they're focusing on plasma. And then they use microscopic cell analysis to evaluate the tissues. But why would there be any discussion to evaluate what's going on with regard to blood cells?
Well, you know, it's kind of a it's kind of a qualitative thing. What I do with people, it's more qualitative than it is quantitative. In other words, if you go to the doctor and you got a prescription for blood labs, and then you go to the lab and you get your arm flicked, and then there's a computer that basically counts everything. Counts the hormones, the calcium, the magnesium, you name it, whatever you've chosen to look for, there's a computer that's going to tend to look for it. And so it's really easy for the Western medical guys to say, okay, well, this is what's happening in the blood. These are the numbers. And based on the numbers, your health should be a certain way. What I do, although I think that's really important, and I think it's really important that people get blood labs done, because there are a lot of things that you can see in blood labs that I cannot see at all. There's a tremendous amount of things that I can see that you just can't see in the blood, in the standard blood labs. And so I think part of the reason that it's not as well accepted in the Western paradigm is that there's a great deal of practitioner observation that goes into it. And so let's say if a person has insulin resistance, you know, there's a degree to insulin resistance that there's going to be. That's going to affect the blood and, you know, what their diet is. If they're insulin resistant and they're eating a bunch of sugar to combat the fact that they would feel otherwise kind of, you know, lethargic and tired all the time, well, that's going to show up in the blood. But I can't. One of the challenges with that is that there's going to be a person who's extremely insulin resistant and pounds down a bunch of carbs, and their fasting glucose may test out just fine, but they're using a lot of insulin to keep it there. And that kind of imbalance or inequity in the blood shows up really well. And then I can start talking to them about what they're doing in their life that might make their insulin go out of balance, even though their blood sugars seem to be in good ranges.
So many little details that come together, and here is a way for our listeners to learn a wide range of information about their health and well-being. And if anyone is interested in finding out a little bit more about the availability of my guest, Chris Allison, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, and analyzer of live blood cells, you can call the store, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. Right now, we have to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. My special guest, Dr. Chris Allison, and we'll be right back after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and joining me today, Chris Allison, and we're talking about live blood cell analysis and an eye-opening situation for people who may not necessarily be familiar with live blood cell analysis. So, Chris, this is a three-parter. What should people bring to an appointment with you? What exactly happens in an appointment with you? And how long does that session last?
Okay, well, you know, I like to have as much information as possible. Like I was saying, there are certain things that you can see in the blood, which are really, really helpful, that you can't see in standard blood labs. But there are things that you can see in standard blood labs that I can't see in the blood. So if they're available, people can bring the normal blood labs that they would usually get from their doctor. Even if it's a year old, there's still some information about what's going on in the body there. And since we're looking at the blood and the food ends up in the blood because it's a nutrient superhighway, I want to make sure that you're fasting for about 2 hours. You don't have to fast any longer than that, for about 2 hours. Water is okay to drink. And you know, and if you have a bite of a walnut or two on the way over because you've forgotten, that's fine. You just said, we don't want you to be having Big Mac and fries because that would mess things up.
That would show up in the blood.
You know what? You can actually see Big Mac and fries and walnuts and everything else.
You
in
can
the
see
blood.
Those golden arches in the blood.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that our blood is a very highly ionically charged environment. There's a tremendous amount of energy that's in the blood, a lot of electrons. And so when we have the electrical potential in the blood, everything tends to be independent, free-floating. All the components of the blood and the rest of your body, which relies on those electrons also, are charged and stay separate. And when we eat foods, there's a tremendous amount of energy that goes into digesting our food and transforming the food into energy for our body and also for building blocks for who we are. And our charge goes down because now we're using a bunch of this charge to digest our food. So if you eat too soon before one of these, you know, the blood may tend to clump together a little bit artificially. So we want to avoid that. And the third thing, so there's blood labs if you have them. There's a two-hour fast. Water's fine. And it's $50 charge. So usually I do cash or check, and there you go. It's always a good idea to have in your mind or write a list of the kind of supplements and any kind of medications that you might be on. So that in consideration of what's happening. And then we go from there. I'll take a drop of blood from the finger. It's a diabetic finger stick. Really, really easy. It's kind of like a mosquito. Most people don't even feel it. And so I take that drop, put it on a slide. There's a cover slip that goes on that. So there's a little glass piece that kind of squishes that drop. And if you can imagine, when you squish a drop on a piece of glass, it spreads out. And then that slide goes on the microscope. And there's a high-resolution camera on the microscope. And that feeds over to a wide monitor so you can actually see what your blood looks like, the one that just came out of your finger, on the screen, and then we'll start talking about it. Generally, the appointments last about a half an hour or so, and it's going to incorporate some of what I'm seeing, and we'll be talking about what I see on the screen. I'll be asking you a bunch of questions about, okay, well, if I see this kind of structure or that kind of structure or some bacteria or parasites or fungus or yeast or digestive issues, well, then the question is, why are those things there? What are you doing in your life that is creating an environment that would upset the natural balance that you would have in your blood? And so my job at that point would be to find out what's involved in creating the environment that would produce a situation that is out of balance. And then it would be, okay, well, if you're doing these things that would create an imbalance, well, then let's look at adding in some supplements, maybe changing some lifestyles. It might be a dietary issue involved too, so that your body can come reestablish a good balance and then creating energy appropriately so you can feel energetic all day long and live to be old, prosperous, wise, and happy.
Sounds like a wonderful experience. Okay, so here you're going to see a lot about the structure. You're going to see toxins. You're going to see substances that are interfering with your health and well-being, certainly with your energy and your system's function and so on. Okay, do you tell people that they need to prioritize? So you see the aspect of their blood analysis that is most important for them to address immediately?
Well, yeah. So as you know, because you're an awesome clinician, everybody is different. And so if you live your life in a particular way doing certain things and I live my life in a particular way doing the same things, it's likely to affect our bodies a little bit differently. So I take everybody as an individual, and with individuals, there are going to be certain priorities. Maybe some people carry a little bit more stress, so we might work with stress more with another person, or another person might have some potential leaky gut issues, gut permeability and blood-brain barrier issues and some anxiety. So that person, you know, I would be looking at how to help their biochemistry and the neurotransmitters come into balance so that they would live a life that was more peaceful. You know, so absolutely there's priorities. We want to make sure that everybody has sufficient energy support. By energy support, I mean is that, you know, our those little organelles in our cells that make energy for us, those little mitochondria, they have to be fed the appropriate fuels so that they can work well and give us energy in our brain and in our muscles and in our heart and everything else. And we need to also get the building blocks. We're made out of proteins, fats, and minerals. And if we're not getting the appropriate protein, fats, and minerals in our body, then we are not going to rebuild. If our hormones are out of balance, or if we have an autonomic nervous system that's out of balance, we're running in fight or flight, we're going to have a tendency to break down more than we're going to rebuild. And, you know, that just doesn't fare well as we're getting older. So depending on how the person's living their life and the issues that I'm seeing, I would absolutely set up a priority, one, two, and three. And usually help people understand what's creating the imbalance so that they can make lifestyle changes and nutritional support to bring those systems back into balance.
Okay, so here's the blood, the drop of blood on the slide with the cover under microscopic enlargement, and people can actually see their blood cells on the computer screen?
Oh yeah, that's a lot of the fun part. And because most people have never seen what blood actually looks like, we all know that we have the blood cells and white blood cells and platelets and, you know, and sometimes we see parasites and bacteria, and but you can actually see what it looks like. So if it some people's blood when you put it onto the screen will look amazingly good and it's obvious, hey, you know, this is really great. And then some people, the blood goes on the screen and there's, you know, there's tremendous amount of things going on between free radical oxidative processes and leaky gut issues, and the platelets are all sticking together and the red blood cells are all sticking together. And, you know, those people do not feel well and the blood does not look good. And then it's a matter at that point of isolating down why those influences are there, again, for that person. What are they doing? What are they eating? What are they thinking about? How much stress do they have? What is involved in creating that environment? So, yeah, it's a lot of fun for me to sit with somebody, and they sometimes get really excited. Well, what's that? Well, that's a white blood cell. How come it looks so bad? Well, you know, white blood cells go off and kill things. They're supposed to be a little gnarly and big. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so you're seeing the white blood cells, you're seeing the platelets, the red blood cells. Do you see changes in size in the blood cells? So as you said, the white blood cell is gnarly and mean-looking. What does a really nice-looking red blood cell look like?
Well, yeah, actually, that's a really good question. It's a little difficult to say on the radio, but if you can imagine an inner tube floating on a river, the inner tube is going to be kind of bulbous on the outside and a little bit concaved on the inside. That's pretty much what the red blood cells look like. And they are filled with this oxygen-carrying component called hemoglobin. And so if the red blood cells are nice and full of the hemoglobin, that means that there's protein and iron stuck together, and the iron is able to grab onto the oxygen in our lungs, and then the red blood cells carry the oxygen from our lungs to all the tissue, brain, muscles, whatever we're doing. It all requires oxygen. And so if the red blood cells are full of the hemoglobin, then we're able to carry more oxygen. If our arteries are open and clear, then we're able to get the oxygen to our tissue. If the capillaries are open and clear, we're able to get our oxygen to the tissue. And so what we're looking for are red blood cells that are round without free radical damage. That means that they're smooth all the way around, no bumps, no spikes, no indentations,
okay.
And all about the same size.
Okay, so if we saw bumps or spikes on our red blood cells, what would that be telling us?
Well, the red blood cell membranes, you can imagine that there's a very, very, very thin membrane that holds all the hemoglobin on the inside, and it needs to be thin because gases need to, carbon dioxide and oxygen, actually attach to the red blood cells. It has to be very, very thin so the oxygen and carbon dioxide get on the inside of the red blood cells. And if there are bumps or spikes, that means that that very thin phospholipid bilayer membrane has been damaged. Okay, there's been some free radical activity in the body. And if there's been free radical activity in the body that would damage the red blood cells, well, then that same free radical activity would tend to damage other tissue also. But as far as the red blood cells go, if they're misshapen, they're not going to have really good contact with the surfaces that they need to have contact with to transfer the gases from one place to another. So, you know, if our brain, you know, uses most energy of any tissue in our body, and our capillaries are a little bit constricted, and the red blood cells are bumpy and can't transfer the oxygen, well, then our brain function starts to diminish. You know, it's kind of that would be bad because our brains are really important.
And we want those oval, looking like a little bit of an inner tube floating around on our blood vessel rivers. We are learning so much right now about live blood cell analysis. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. My special guest today, Chris Allison, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, and he does live blood cell analysis. And if you want to find anything more about his availability, you can call Save a Lot Nutrition Center 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. We'll be right back after these messages. Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And if anyone out there is wondering why I'm speaking to you and I'm not joined by Mr. Al Foreman, just a little bit of information that a cataract procedure was done and certain situations arose after that cataract procedure, and he will be recovering probably for another day or two, and then he'll be right back with us on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and certainly available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition location. Okay, we're talking with Chris Allison, and we're talking about live blood cell analysis, a crucially important means of evaluating where you need to focus your energies with regard to your diet, your supplements, any medication you're taking, and move in the direction of resolving any health issues you might be experiencing. Now, Chris, there are a lot of people out there, and they might be taking blood thinning medication. There might be some naturally focused individuals out there, and they're taking things like garlic and fish oil and ginkgo biloba, all of those having a slightly different blood thinning effect. And I think that what we want is our blood flowing beautifully, freely. The analogy that I use when I'm talking to people is I want it looking like a bubbling brook, just flowing right along, having a good time, kind of happy, you know?
Happy blood.
Happy blood.
Very important to have happy blood.
And so I'm thinking clumping. Your blood is clotting too quickly, or, you know, in cases of people with circulatory diseases, they're very concerned about it not circulating nicely, and then they might be taking something to address that. And so one of the things that I think is so important is hydration. Is clumping that you see in a live blood cell analysis associated, or is that visible on the blood cells being analyzed, dehydration?
Absolutely. It's very obvious when the blood goes on the screen. You know, is it free-flowing like a happy babbling brook, or is it all jammed up and creating clumps? And I find that there's a lot of people like that have this clumping. And one of the easy things to think about is, okay, well, if we just don't have enough water in our system, that's going to make things clump together, which there's some truth to that. However, like I was talking about before, is that we have a tremendous amount of charge in our blood. It's ionically charged, a lot of electrons. Everything is kind of like zapping with vitality. And when we're having a good ionic electrical charge in our blood and our body, well, then all the things that would tend to clump together tend to be interdispersed and free flowing. And that tends to go along with the kinds of foods that we're eating, our emotional background in life, if we're generally happy or not so happy, if we're having stress. There are a lot of things, if we've eaten foods that we're sensitive to, if we're sensitive to certain lectins, chemical exposure, molds, fungus, all these things will drop the electrical potential of the body, because our body's going to be using those electrons to tidy up a lot of free radical activity in our body. Well, So when I'm seeing somebody with clumpy blood, the question is, why is it clumpy? And there are some people that do what I do out there that would say, oh, well, you need some enzymes. You know, you're not digesting your protein. And, you know, maybe that's true. Or you also get to drink more water. And certainly, you know, if you're not drinking enough water and the blood is going to be thick, things will have a tendency to stick together. But a lot of times, you know, I see a lot of people that drink plenty of water, you know, 8 glasses, 10, 12. I have people that drink a gallon of water a day and they still have clumpy blood.
Wow.
It's a little more water than I recommend, honestly. You tend to flush a lot of electrolytes out, but long-term, short-term is okay, but long-term, no. So at that point there, the question is, okay, if the blood is so clumpy, what is going on behind the scenes? And that is really the number one question that I am asking myself and asking the person that's sitting with me. What is going on in your life that would create this? So I'll have a series of questions. Whatever I see, you know, there's going to be a number of potential issues that may be causing those challenges. So it's my job then to figure out what's going on so that we can address the appropriate thing. Maybe it's water. Maybe it's protein digestion. Maybe it's that you're living in a moldy house, you know, or maybe it's that you're sensitive to some of the foods you're eating and you've got leaky gut. So there's a lot of detective work, which, again, to answer a question that you had asked earlier, is part of the reason that it's not really accepted by Western medical, because Western medical is all about symptom, drug, right? And what this is about is symptom, okay, what's going on? Why is that there? Let's do an exploratory. Let's look at your life. Let's analyze what's happening. And it's just not the way Western medical works.
So, yeah, it doesn't plug into that mindset that, okay, you've got a symptom. This is the disease name that we call it, and this is the pharmaceutical we give to you for that disease name. And we don't really care whether you're eating ice cream every night before bed, and we don't really care that, oh, yeah, that leak in your roof has been going on for a long time, and there could be mold exposure. Okay, you mentioned something, lectins, and lectins are substances produced in response to certain exposures, primarily food. And I'm a really big fan of Eat Right for Your Type, and all of the different blood types supposedly are responding differently to certain foods creating lectins in certain blood types. So is that something with regard to that blood clumping that you can make specific suggestions with their diets so that the clumping is able to dissipate, and making the changes with the diet that go far beyond hydration and enzymes and so on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I also agree, you know, there's just the whole topic about, you know, different kinds of lectins and different blood types, and different people respond to different lectins in different ways. So if you have a certain blood type, a certain diet might be better for you. And I would definitely agree with that. And one of the challenges that I'm seeing these days is that people's immune systems are so challenged from so many different aspects of our lives that even lectins, even foods that have certain lectins in them that they should theoretically be tolerant to, in other words, they should be able to eat the food without a problem, they are still having a problem. And there's this really great doctor named Dr. Gundry, and he's done a lot of research into lectins. And what we're finding out really is that there are a vast swath of our society who can no longer stand those toxic elements from our foods. And so the only way that they can live and have low immunological inflammation, like TNF-alpha and IL-6, is to just get off them. you know, that's a lot of times that people just need to go on a very low or non-lectin diet so that they can reduce the inflammation in their body and then get back onto a stable playing field so that when they reintroduce some of these foods, maybe the immune system won't be so so reactive to it.
Okay, you know, a potential diet going to include for sure lots and lots of vegetables, greens, fibers, things like that. You mentioned walnuts as something that people could have a bite of a walnut on their way to a meeting with you. So many different approaches with the diet that you can suggest to individuals speaking with you after they've had their blood analyzed that make dramatic changes in the chemistry of their blood. How long between sessions with you should someone wait? They're making the changes that you suggested, and then they're going to be feeling a lot better. But how long is it going to take for them to see changes in the follow-up live blood cell analysis?
You know, that's a really great question. And unfortunately, everybody's a little bit different. So I've seen people that I've looked at their blood, and it's like inside I'm going like, oh, my God, this is bad. And set out a treatment protocol for them, and then they come back and a month later, and it's like, wow, that is really great. And they've made huge and tremendous changes. And other people, it takes a little bit longer. So usually what I recommend, depending on, you know, the severity of the symptoms they have going on, the kinds of things that they need to change in their life, what kind of supplements that they're changing, what kind of dietary issues they're going to change, anywhere between 1 month and 3 months, and they can come back. So what I also do is sometimes I'll have people whip out their cell phone, take some pictures, screenshots of the screen, so they have it on their cell phone. When they come back, we take a look at the blood again. We can compare and contrast. They go away with a couple of sheets of paper with lots and lots and lots of notes and protocol that's written out, grading system on about 25 different aspects of their blood, you know, how well they're doing in those different aspects. So anywhere between 1 and 3 months. Some people come back monthly. They're in great shape, but they just want to keep checking in. I've got some cancer people that are now free of cancer, that they want to make sure that they're staying in good shape and that nothing is going off, and they just come back month after month. And I've had people that after I haven't seen for 3 years, and they come back and say, you know, I used to feel great, now I'm not, so I figured I would check it out and see what's going on.
Okay, so people have the opportunity working with you to continue to improve. So as we're aging, we don't necessarily have to deteriorate. We keep very good track of the quality of our blood, and that is protecting our cells, protecting our tissue, and ultimately supporting all of the different systems of our bodies. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me today, my special guest, Chris Allison, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, and he will be available. And you need to call the store to find out about the availability at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the number to call, 754-307-1655. And we're going to take a short break right now. And when we get back, more with my special guest, Chris Allison. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. we concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me today, Chris Allison, and we're talking about live blood cell analysis. Now, Chris, you just were mentioning the situation that you're seeing so much of where people's immune systems are under assault. So under assault, I presume, from bacteria, contaminants, toxins, heavy metals, parasites. So let's start with bacteria. You see bacteria in someone's blood cell analysis. What can they do?
You know, our bodies are meant to naturally get exposed to all sorts of chemicals, naturally just eat them up and use them as food and move them out. So I see a lot of people during flu and cold season that have these bronchial nasal bacteria running around in their blood. Most of those people won't actually get sick. It's just a natural exposure to these bugs. We all get exposures to bugs. And there are some people that virtually never get sick, and their innate immune system gobbles those bugs up and spits them back out again, and they never knew that they were ever exposed. And there are other people that it seems like they're getting everything that comes down the line. And so, again, I will ask people, okay, well, what's going on in your life that would put you in an immunocompromised position that will take an immune system that is naturally supposed to kill these bugs and they don't? So my approach really is what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, Janet, you and I both know there's a bunch of products that are on the market that are really great for killing bugs. Oregano, olive leaf, ACF. I mean, the list goes on, elderberry. But, you know, and I'll use those sometimes for temporary relief. But really the question is, what do we want to do long term to make sure that our body is functional long term and efficient in all the systems communicating together so that we can stay healthy as time goes on?
It's so incredibly important that the systems be communicating. And so this is kind of leading into my next question. We know that making a change in your diet can change the blood chemistry and the results of your blood cell analysis. We know drinking more water. And you're also seeing, in addition to the assault on people's immune system, you're seeing an autonomic nervous system breakdown. And so how important, with regard to the fact that there is such a dramatic ionic charge in our blood and vitality, what are some of the other approaches? Are your patients who are having their blood analyzed, and there are certain things obvious to you, does meditation make a difference? Does yoga make a difference? Does exercise, walking on the beach, swimming in the ocean, any of those things have an impact on blood chemistry?
Oh, profoundly so, as you know. And, you know, and I've had so many people who are very particular about their diet. They eat an impeccable diet. you look at their list of supplements, and they are taking virtually everything that is known to man that is really good for you, and yet their endocrine system is dysregulated, and their immune system is overstimulated, and they've got anxiety. And so the question is, you know, if you're doing everything right and you're not feeling well, what's left? And that's definitely going to be in part how we relate to the world and how we relate to the world and our emotional background is going to play into vagal nerve tone and that autonomic nervous system, the balance between the parasympathetic calming down and the sympathetic fight or flight relationship. And there are just a tremendous number of people who are just stuck on fight or flight. They wake up in the morning and they feel like they have to go 100 miles an hour just to get their day done. And at the end of the day, it's not all done. And then they get almost enough sleep and they wake up the next day and they do it again. This is like 6 and 7 days out of the week. And the people are wondering, okay, well, what's going on? I do all these things that I'm supposed to do, but I still don't feel well. And so we really need to have a balance between this peaceful inner side that we have and all of the activities that we have in our life. And are we able to bring that conscious awareness that we have from the inside to bear on everything that we do? So, and the answer for most people is kind of, but then life gets in the way and they start getting tight and their adrenaline starts running and that affects the vagal nerve and that affects their digestion and their liver and their pancreas. And then over time, if people aren't able to get back to a harmonious balance, then all the body systems, including the neurotransmitter and the gut and the flora balance, they all start to go out of balance. And sometimes there's no amount of supplementation that can get those people back. They have to change their life and their relationship with themselves and the world and what they're doing.
I think it's so important for people to, first of all, identify where the negative influences in their lives might be. And it certainly can be food. It can be lack of exercise. It certainly can be toxic relationships. There's so many different areas that people can evaluate. But doing the live blood cell analysis gives them a foundation and actual visible aspect that they can take a look at and measure their progress. Now, I know that there are a lot of people listening who might not necessarily be close to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And Chris, where is your office? And do you want to give our listeners information on your contact, give your contact information?
Sure. Well, you know, interestingly, a number of years ago, I had a couple of offices, and I decided to change my life. And so what I've done instead is I've gotten a car that I drive, and I go to Save-A-Lot and a bunch of other places all around the state. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think that anybody that lives in the state of Florida, that they need to be going to Save-A-Lot because great pricing, fantastic supplements. Why would they go anywhere else anyways?
Going into Save-A-Lot, it's fantastic because there's a private office where you can meet with Chris Allison, and the recommendations that he is going to make for you, fabulous, 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 because you're going to save money and make a dramatic change in your life. Okay, Chris, we only have a couple of minutes left. Is there any question that I haven't asked you that you'd really like to answer?
Well, sure. And, you know, I guess I touched on it briefly before, but what I'd like to leave people with is the idea that we are, you know, an awareness, a consciousness, a living being that's inside of a body, and all these, this body has an enormous amount of activity going on. We're a chemical slurry. We're making things all the time that allows all the systems to talk together. And we need to have a body where all of our systems are talking together efficiently. And we need to have a body where we're able to maintain the structure of all the tissue that we have. And we have a body that we need to feed fuel to in a way that we can make energy, and all the systems can get that energy through a clear circulatory system. So, you know, that has to do with the concept of functional medicine, which is another aspect that both Janet and I are really well trained in, is functional Western medicine. So I take the East, the West, what we see in the blood, hundreds of questions, and I put all that together so that you can understand what's going on with you and make the changes, knowing that what you're doing is going to help you, because now you understand and you've seen what's off, so that you can come back to a great balance and feel good again.
I love coming back to great balance and feeling good. And for all of our listeners out there who might be finding themselves struggling, who might be attempting to change their diet, but they're not getting their results that they're looking for. They're taking all high-quality supplements, but they're not getting the results they're looking for. You can call Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655, and find out about Chris Allison's availability for a live blood cell analysis. Chris, it has been extremely educational for me, and I think it's so important for our people, for our listeners, to understand there's controversy, but look at the science behind this live blood cell analysis. And the truth of the matter is, you can find live cell analysis, and it's tissue cell analysis, taught in medical schools. But then the information about where to go with changes in cells, blood cell structure, that's where functional medicine comes in. And Chris, thanks so much for joining me. We are out of time. We will be back on Save a Lot tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.